This is State House Week, a look at action in the General Assembly. I'm Russ McKinney, South Carolina Public Radio. Lawmakers this week elected State Appeals Court Judge John Few of Greenville to a seat on the state Supreme Court. Few's election was contested by two other state judges. According to some observers, this week's election seemed to be influenced by the Supreme Court's recent ruling in the Abbeville case. In 2014, the High Court ruled that the state wasn't providing a minimally adequate education for students in some of its poorest counties. Many conservative legislators resented the ruling, claiming that the court had reached into its arena, and they were especially irked when the court gave the legislature a timetable to remedy the matter. During the screening process for the Supreme Court candidates, there were questions related to the Abbeville decision and the role of the court in interpreting state policy. Republican Senator Larry Martin of Pickens is chairman of the Senate's Judiciary Committee and is a member of that Judicial Screening Committee, and he says recent court rulings, such as Abbeville, caused the extra scrutiny of candidates that ran this week.
The court can't sit over there and dictate policy for something it has no funding for, and it has no rightful place in the government, the three branches of government, in trying to establish that policy.
Republican Gary Clary of Clemson is a new member of the House, but he spent 20 years as a state circuit court judge being elected by the General Assembly. Clary says he thinks the questioning of the Supreme Court candidates about Abbeville put the legislature on a slippery slope.
Did I believe that the Supreme Court overstepped their bounds in the Abbeville decision? I do. But that's for me as a legislator to say that, but that doesn't mean that I am going to ask someone, and I have never asked someone, how they would rule on a particular case.
The legislature will elect a new Chief Justice of the Supreme Court next year. The Senate on Thursday spent a couple of hours debating why it is taking so long to begin real debate on a roads funding bill. Most Republicans are insisting they debate a package of three components, GOP leader Harvey Peeler.
Reform of the DOT. We must have tax relief, and then we desperately need revenue to repair our roads and bridges in this state.
Here's Democrat Creighton Coleman of Fairfield County.
Why are we putting three fairly complicated bills into one? Why can't we take them separately? Why can't we talk about the raising of the gas tax? Let's pass that. Let's get it out. We put it on special order last year.
Some senators voiced concern that there has been no action on a roads bill during the first month of this year's session. The House passed a roads funding bill last year. Since then, the Senate has been unable to reach a consensus. The House has passed a bill that would have candidates for governor pick their running mates and run on the same ticket beginning in 2018. South Carolina voters approved the change in the last general election. Voters have always picked the lieutenant governor in a separate race. House Speaker Jay Lucas has announced that the House will take 3 weeks off between now and adjournment in June. The House traditionally takes 2 weeks off at Easter. The third week off will be the week leading up to the Republican presidential primary later this month. The Senate traditionally takes off 1 week at Easter. A bill to shorten the annual session by 1 month is on the Senate's debate calendar. State House Week, a production of South Carolina Public Radio. I'm Russ McKinney. Join us next Friday for a look at events in the state legislature.